This is VOA News. Via remote, I'm Diane Roberts. The coronavirus pandemic has continued to ravage the world over the past week, with a sharp spike in infections in Africa and Latin America, according to a specialized AFP database. Africa has seen the sharpest weekly increase, followed by Latin America and the Caribbean, and then the United States and Canada. South Africa tops the table with the biggest weekly increase with 56% more cases. Denmark follows with 52% more. Europe is the region which recorded the most new infections. Addressing Germany's parliament, UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres says as wealthy nations roll out the coronavirus vaccine for their citizens, the world needs to ensure it also is available for everyone. AP correspondent Charles de Ledesma reports.
Jetzt ist es wichtig.
Antonio Guterres says now it's important to make sure that vaccines are treated as a public good. They have to be accessible and affordable to everyone, everywhere. He also told German lawmakers the UN is committed to providing news and advice people can trust and working to build confidence in the vaccine, guided by science and grounded in facts, to combat what he called the virus of misinformation. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
Austria will enter its third coronavirus lockdown between December 26th and January 24th, Chancellor Sebastian Kurz announced Friday as the country fights to bring down its infection rate. But Kurz said those who take part in a planned series of mass testing programs between January 15th and 17th will be allowed more freedom, such as visiting cultural events and restaurants. For the first 3 weeks of the lockdown, non-essential stores will close, as will services such as hairdressers, where physical proximity is unavoidable. This is VOA News. U.S. Vice President Mike Pence and his wife Karen received the COVID-19 vaccine live on television Friday morning in a public display designed to boost national confidence in the drug. So when will Americans be able to get a COVID-19 vaccine shot? AP correspondent Rita Foley reports NBC's Today Show asked Dr. Anthony Fauci.
The Today Show asked Dr. Anthony Fauci.
The normal man and woman in the street who has no underlying condition. That likely will be somewhere March-ish. I said March, April, February, March. It's going to be a close call on that.
The light at the end of the tunnel, he says, is going to get brighter and brighter. But he reminds us,
we still are in a serious situation, which tells us that as we are proceeding with the rollout of the vaccine, we absolutely have to adhere to the public health measures that we're talking about all the time.
Like wearing a mask and keeping your distance. I'm Rita Foley.
U.S. lawmakers were hammering out final details Friday on a major coronavirus relief package and an attached federal funding bill, but sticking points could push them past a midnight deadline, threatening a government shutdown amid swelling health and fiscal crises. Republicans and Democrats brace for possibly working through the weekend to conclude a $900 billion deal aimed at providing emergency relief for millions of struggling families and businesses amid signs of a worsening economy and as the country sees record high death tolls from the coronavirus pandemic. But with the holidays approaching, a midnight Friday deadline loomed if an extension of government funding is to be had. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson and European Commission President Ursula von der Leyen are expected to speak in the next 48 hours on Brexit trade talks, according to a reporter with The Spectator. He said the UK is looking for a sign the EU is prepared to move on fish. Burkina Faso's top court, the Constitutional Council, certified Friday President Roch Marc Christian Kabore had been reelected, winning 57.74% of the vote in a ballot November 22nd. Some scores of schoolboys who were rescued from kidnappers in northwest Nigeria arrived back home Friday, many of them barefoot and wrapped in blankets after their week-long ordeal. The boys, dressed in dusty clothes, looked dazed and weary, but otherwise well as they got off buses in the city of Katsina. Within hours, before many had met their waiting parents, they were whisked to a reception with President Muhammadu Buhari, who had come under mounting pressure to free them and deal with insecurity in the north. Ethiopia offered a reward Friday in exchange for information that could help locate leaders of the Tigray region's ruling party who have been the target of a major military offensive. From Washington, via remote, VOA News.